Good afternoon, comrades. I'm very pleased and honored, and thank you very much for inviting me to talk about in Mansour Hikmet's week about a subject or thesis from Mansour Hikmet. The subject I chosen to speak about is the populist practice and communists. For me, it was very, very important subject, and I think it's very relevant to us now. This subject was written by Mansour Hikmet in 1983. I think after 33 years, it's still relevant. It's very important. Not important for us as Worker Communist Party of Iraq or Kurdistan. I think it's important for us in the Arabic-speaking world. When Mansour Hikmet wrote this, what I call it, research or paper or article, the party at that time, Communist Party of Iran, faced a problem. So he wrote this article to respond to this problem. The problem was that the party reached an impasse in its organizational work. Politically, the party has very clear, independent, communist political program. As a program, had very clear slogans towards socialism, towards organizing people, towards dictatorship of proletariat. So it has politically program, and this program very clear say. But when it comes to its practice, it doesn't match. The practice doesn't match their program. So from one side, there is advancement in its political program, but in its action, daily work, is behind. So that was the problem where Mansour Hikmet went to a conference, was held, maybe some comrades here were in that conference, I don't know. So they discussed this issue, what could be done, 1983. At that conference, I assume, the comrade discussed or highlighted different reasons why we are lagging behind when it comes to our communist work. Some comrades said because we are not focusing enough on the workers in factories. Some comrades said because we are focusing only on our organizations that we became separated from working class. And there was another arguments. Mansour Hikmet, as ever, he showed his difference, how he looked at things. So he identified the problem that there is contradiction between you have a socialist program but petty bourgeois practice. You cannot serve a socialist program by adopting bourgeois activities or populist activities. He said we are not beyond classes, we are class party. So our practice has to match our program, our slogan. So he identified the problem in that way. We are talking and agitating and make propaganda for socialism, but when it comes to practice, we talk about democracy and regime change. He said regime change and democracy, yes, they are important for us, but they are, our tactics, but they are not our ultimate aim. Our ultimate aim is socialism. Democracy, regime change is important for the populists, not for us. But what we did, we brought the tactics of bourgeoisie and we adopted them. And we reached to an impasse, deadlock. We didn't know how to go forward. So we need to look at things differently. So what his theoretical framework was to solve this problem? He said, we have to deduct our activities and our tactics from our ultimate aim. If our ultimate aim is socialism, is the revolution of working class, socialist revolution, our tactics and activities has to respond to this issue. To do this, he focused on a list of activities that the party needs to focus on and to depart and leave that system of adopting this you know, activities about democracy or regime change or this kind of activity that doesn't serve the communist aim. So he ended up with that the list of activities and the tactics that to serve that aim by focusing on working class. How to organize working class, how to reach them, how to unite them, raising their awareness. Not only making them socialists, but to bring them to our party, to be a members of our party. To expose the influence of bourgeois parties on the working class. To find tactics that to solve the obstacles and difficulties that face working class. If we could focus on issues related to their struggle, their awareness, their daily work, their organizations, their unity, we could reach. But if we go to the working class and we focus on trade unions and these issues that take us far away from the our struggle, Mansour Hikmet believed that this issue working for socialist revolution is not early, and he didn't leave it for unknown future. He said, this is our duty, not now, but 100 years ago. We are late. We should have organized our people, the working class, now. It's not leaving this issue to unknown. We don't know when to do this kind of activities. Some criticism to Mansour from the populace, they told him that this kind of work is a quiet work. Just to go do agitation or propaganda or organizing worker or uniting them or raise their awareness. This kind of activities is that kind of not revolutionary work. And of course he opposed that view. This is our daily work that should be on our agenda. And that's how we could measure whether we are going towards that aim or we are not. All these kind of activities, the aim of them is to bring the working class closer to the political power. That's the issue that he focused on, how to bring the working class closer to power. And he thinks by this list of activities that I listed earlier, the party could go. And he said this list of activities is always our tasks. It's not depend on whether the situation is revolutionary or not, if we are advancing or we are retreating. It has to be our daily work, regardless what the circumstances at that time. So it should be the communist kind of a practice. How to organize, unite, raise awareness, and use the tactics that bring the working class towards socialism, and not to confuse them with the slogans about democracy or regime change. And we have to focus that regime change and democracy, that they are only tactics that could help us to come closer to power and working class close to power. I think this, for me, argument is very important for us in Iraq and for us even in the other countries. We have seen, for example, the Arab spring, what they call the revolutions, they always speak about regime change and these things, but they don't. So I think, for this reason, I think this subject is very important and need to be studied for the newcomers, for working class, need to be studied and taught how, as communists, need to act organizationally, not just to have slogan or a program in one side, but our act doesn't match. We have to have practices that take us to achieve that aim. And I think that's the important of this research. I think that's very important for every comrade and to read it. Yeah, thank you.